Hello, friend, and welcome to the second class of the self-confidence and self-image improvement course. Today, we're going to talk about something fundamental, deciding what you really want from your life. Now, you have to understand that our mind works according to some principles. Just like anything in the universe has its own principles. Think about the law of gravity, or, you know, that moves objects down here to the earth. Below a certain threshold, of course, in the atmosphere. Or the law of electricity that always moves from a place with a higher potential to a place with a lower potential. Now, also our mind works according to its own principles. And one of those principles is the principle of belief. A principle of belief means that if you believe you're gonna get something, then your mind will do anything to get you that thing that you believe you can get, and also that you want. So it's important to understand what you really want from your life, because, you know, if you know how your mind works, then it can be your ally. But if you don't know how it works and you misuse its principles, then it can be your worst enemy, because, you know, at the end, we all have a battle going inside us that is within ourselves. You know, we have to win ourselves before conquering the world out there. We have to win our demons, defeat them. That's why you gotta understand how to use your mind to your advantage rather than use it to your disadvantage. If you want something and you really want it, then most probably than not, you will get it, you know. That's why sometimes when we don't get something, it's probably because subconsciously we didn't actually want it. And other times we get things that we don't want, but sometimes we get them because subconsciously we wanted them, you know? And it could be anything. A breakup in a relationship, losing a business deal, just as winning a business deal, or getting a partner that is not for you. If you get whatever you get in your life, most of the times is due because your subconscious brought it to your life. Even if consciously you didn't want it, or even if consciously you wanted it. That's why it's fundamental, and we'll do this later, to retrain, reprogram your subconscious so that it will give you exactly what you want consciously, what you consciously want. Because if you want to win consciously, but subconsciously you want to lose, then you will lose. But if consciously, let's say you want to lose consciously, but subconsciously you want to win, you will win. Because the subconscious mind controls most of our behavior, 95%, as you will learn this later. So it's important, it's fundamental to control our subconscious mind through our conscious mind and to know exactly what we want consciously so that we can retrain our subconscious, you know? And it's really simple. The trick on how to get whatever you want from life is really simple. You just have to link what you want to pleasure. And then your subconscious mind will do all the rest automatically. Because our mind is wired in such a way, that it moves us away from pain and moves us towards pleasure. So if you can link, let's say, becoming wealthy to pleasure, then you will get it. But if you have some subconscious blocks about money, about the idea of getting wealthy, then probably you will not get wealthy. That's why most programs out there about getting wealthy have a mindset retraining phase first. Now, this program will help you not only get wealthy, but also get healthy and improve your relationships, because at the end, everything that controls you, as you will see in the next class, is the subconscious paradigm that you have. Until you change it, you will not change. But if you can link whatever you really want to pleasure, then most likely you will get it. So you have to do the simple thing of linking scarcity of any kind in health, in relationship, in finances to pain, and abundance to pleasure. And we will do this together. So you have to be real now. You have to decide what do you really want from your life. It's important that you start thinking about what you really and deeply want from your heart. Whatever that is, express it. It's your true, you know, your true want, your true will, and you have to get it. Don't let other people influence you on what you really are and what you really want out of this life. Because it's important that you get what you want in order to evolve to the next phases of your being. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Whatever that is, if it is money, it's fine. If it is better health, if you want to be in shape, that's totally fine. If it is the perfect partner for you, that is, I don't know what kind of ideals you have to get to attract the right partner, but whatever that is, if you want it, if it's ambitious, whatever, really, it's your right to have it. If it could be you becoming an astronaut, you buying a huge villa or a huge private island, you becoming somebody, you helping the world do something in some way, whatever that is, I don't want to influence you, and I can't even influence you, because you already know what you want. You just have to discover it and then decide to go for it, so that your mind will help you in getting what you really want. So it's important that you know what you want, because otherwise, how can you go to a place that you don't really know? How can you go to Miami, let's say, if you don't know that you want Miami? So you have to know what you want. I'm here because I know what I want from life, and I know that this is a part of my life, you know? Otherwise, I wouldn't be shooting this video course. So I'm here for a reason, consciously. I'm not here by chance. So think about what you want, and then, most likely than not, you will get it. So it's time for your exercise now. Buy a journal. An online journal, it's okay too, if you don't want to buy a physical one. But if you want to use a physical one, that's totally fine. After that, take a look at your current life. And rate each area of your life with using this wheel of life, you know, from 1 to 10. Each area, you should rate it from 1 to 10. 1 being the lowest and 10 being the best. Then establish new set points for each area of your life. You might improve, let's say, your health of 2 points, your relationships of 1 point, and your career of 4 points, let's say. I don't know, whatever that is. Then choose 2-3 major areas where you would focus your energies, and you should aim high on those areas. Try to at least improve them of 3 points. Let's say out of those areas, you choose 2-3 that you focus a lot on them. Let's say, for example, it's your environment and your career. You want to improve your environment and your career of both 4 points. While the others, you improve them of 1 or 2 points. Because it's important to focus your energies in a smart way. So in the other areas, look for small improvements of 1, maximum 2 points. That's it. Then there is your second exercise, and it consists on choosing 3 objectives in the 3 areas of focus that you chose. So choose 3 goals, 3 big objectives that you want to reach in the 3 areas, 2 or 3 areas that you chose to focus on. Set a primary objective for each one of those areas, and then set a primary goal you want to achieve, and set a date by guessing at the date. Now, in the resource sections, you will find a goal card. Print this goal card and write in the goal card your goal in the present tense. I want you to read it every day, 2 times a day out loud, so that it reminds you of what is your primary goal. It's important that you have a primary goal, like a pyramid, and then all the satellite goals until you will buy, you know, cascade effect, reach the other goals in your life. But I want you to choose a primary one that you write in the goal card. And you can also print many of those goal cards, one for the primary goal, another one for the secondary goal, another one for the tertiary goal. And you bring them with you and you read them every day, 1 or 2 times a day. But it's important that you have for sure the first goal card. So enjoy your exercise, and I'll see you in the next class. Ciao.